Police.
No.
Smiley offers to take Marie Duchamp to the home of her friends in Casablanca, Morocco, while Speed and Clint attend to the business of cabling Chief Riley the latest developments of their flight to Africa. Smiley was to have returned to the telegraph office, but after an hour passes, the boys decide to go to the address the girl gave them and see what is keeping him. They discover an empty house, but once inside, decide to search every room in hope they might find some key to the mystery. In the woman's quarters, they find an ominous clue to their friend's disappearance. His lucky rabbit's foot, stained with blood. Clint wastes no more time in the menacing Maurice house, but with Speed goes to the offices of the Moroccan police, where we now find him talking with Ahmed, the Moor of great intelligence and head of the Moroccan police.
So that's the whole story, Armin. Marie Duchamp was very certain as to that address when she wrote it down for my nephew. She knew that it was an empty house all the time. Now that I've had a little time to think it out, I believe that she was the tool of the octopus gang, who planned to ambush us one by one. The first one, whoever brought her to the house. And the others, Speed and I, tonight perhaps.
It appears that way, Mr. Barlow. And what was that address again?
167 Luzon.
Luzon. Oh, yes. The older section of the city. And this rabbit's foot you mentioned.
Oh, yes, here it is, in this handkerchief. We were careful not to touch it with anything else. You may be able to discover something from it.
I shall send it up to our laboratory immediately. We shall probably have the report before you leave here. One moment, please.
You call?
Yes. Take this to the laboratory for analysis. Tell them to give particular attention to the blood spot. Ascertain whether it is human blood or not. I want a detailed report as soon as possible.
Yes. It shall be done.
Next, I want to cable Chief Riley. But first, what of the men you spoke of sending to the Lucerne Street address?
They have already gone, Mr. Barlow. They left shortly after you reported Mr. Preston's disappearance and probable fate. They will search the house thoroughly.
Very well. I'd like to be with him, but I think I can accomplish more here.
No doubt. As for your cable, our private telegrapher is in the next office. He will cooperate with you in any way you desire.
Thank you. It may take a little time. You'd better wait here with Ahmed, Speed.
Okay, Clint.
All right. I'll let you know what Chief Riley has to say the moment I receive a reply.
You are sad, Speed?
I'm worried about Smiley, sir. It looks kind of bad, doesn't it?
We Moroccans are fatalists, Speed. We believe a man's fate is written before he is born, and nothing he can do can change it.
I don't think I like that, Ahmed.
Now you are seeing the dark side of the glass. My young friend, do not forget there is a brighter side.
But if something has really happened to Smiley, we never see him again. Well, I'm not used to having that happen to someone I know real well.
And let it be a lesson, Speed. As a member of the secret police, you are living dangerously. Your own life is in constant jeopardy, and yet... Would you have it otherwise?
I should say not.
Then why mourn for your friend? If he has died in the work he has chosen, do you think he would have wanted it any other way? We all must go, soon or late. And if he has gone, he went doing the thing he loved best.
Yeah. Now I begin to see what you mean.
You are young, but wise beyond your years. Now your heart must learn to let go. Things are changing constantly. Nothing remains stationary. Never forget that, Speed. You will then appreciate every little thing you have in your hands.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
It is well. And so our city of white and gold, our Casablanca, has not always resembled a modern metropolis. Not so very long ago, before we built our harbor to bring the ships of the world to our shores, the Arabs of the mountains, fighting nomads who lived in tents, used to descend on the Moors, their city brothers, to mock their culture and attempt to destroy. Now, since the French control Morocco, this seldom happens. But the feeling still exists. It is not wise to journey alone in the mountains.
God, that sure is interesting, Ahmed. Tell me some more about your country.
Oh, there is so much I can tell you.
Well, why don't I have my reply from Chief Riley?
Oh, in which case you may desire to speak with your nephew privately, Mr. Barlow. I shall leave you two alone and see how the laboratory analysis is progressing.
Why, thank you, Ahmed.
I only desire to serve in whatever way I can.
Boy, he's sure a great fella, Clint. But what did you hear from the chief? What did he say about Smiley?
Mateen, I don't like to tell you, but you'll have to know it sooner or later. Chief Riley doesn't believe we'll ever see Smiley again.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. But Ahmed talked to me about it all and made me feel better about it.
Well, good. Because these things don't have to happen to any of us. I've lost many a good friend in the line of duty. That's a chance we all have to take.
I know.
But there was some good news in the chief's tale.
What?
Carlos Lavalle is in Africa.
Who?
I've never told you about Carlos, have I?
Not that I remember. And I think I'd remember a name like that.
Well, that's because he's generally on foreign duty. He's one of the most valued members of our service. Speaks several different languages, and though young in years, has had a world of experience.
His name sounds Spanish or Mexican.
No, he's a South American. He was born in the Argentine and rode in his father's big cattle ranch as a gaucho when he was a boy. And then he joined the secret police. He's been kept on the jump ever since.
Does the chief want us to look him up?
We're going to meet him in Mazagan.
Well, where's that?
Oh, it isn't very far from here. Riley's already cabled Carlos, and he's starting for the town immediately. He will have arrived by the time everything is settled here in Casablanca.
You mean Carlos is going to take Smiley's place?
Yes, V. We must have someone with us who knows Africa well. Carlos does. We're very fortunate to have him as a working partner.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Now, don't take this too hard, Speed. It's been a shock, I know, but after all, we're not sure about Smiley yet. We're just surmising the worst.
But I've got a feeling that we're not wrong, Clint. How are we going to get to this Mazagan? Fly?
Yes. The Bled, a great rolling plain, lies between Casablanca and Mazagan. It's hot and seared by the sun this season of the year. We'll fly all right, and it'll still seem too far.
Well, how do we know where Carlos is going
to
be?
Well, we're to meet him in Spinney's garden.
Huh?
Oh, you hear a lot about Spinney and Mazagan. An Englishman. He dealt with the Moors for 50 years and was well loved by the Kais and head tribesmen. They made him their confidant. As a matter of fact, the most binding oath a Moor can give today is Spinney's word. That's the height of honor.
Seems to me you know plenty about Africa yourself, Clint.
Oh, not a working knowledge, Finn. But Spinney is famous in our organization. He's made our work in Africa a lot easier because of his excellent reputation. And we're to meet Carlos in his garden, which surrounds his house, 1 week from today.
You think we'll have all our business straightened out by that time?
Easily. We're working fast on Smiley's disappearance. In the case of that kind, the more time we take, the less chance we have of finding him.
Yeah, but I wish we'd get that report on his rabbit's foot.
Here's Ahmed now.
Have they finished the laboratory test, Ahmed?
Yes, Pete. I have it all here, but I can tell it in a few words. The blood on the foot is human blood.
Oh.
Looks bad, isn't it?
Yes. And to make matters worse, there were no other identifying signs on it. No clues of any sort. The rabbit's foot must have fallen from your friend's pocket when he was ambushed.
I see. Hartman, have your men come back from 167 Lausanne Street yet?
No, not yet.
Good. I'll join them.
No, don't go, Clint. I don't want the same thing to happen to you that happened to Smiley.
Don't you worry. I won't be alone as Smiley was.
But what good will it do?
Marie Duchamp and those who waited in that empty house couldn't have disappeared into thin air. Neither could they have left by the front door if they had Smiley with them. There was blood on his rabbit's foot, but nowhere else.
You believe they left by a secret way?
Yes, Sergeant. And we found that foot by a carved panel. That may be the entrance to the passage.
Well, if you go, I'm going.
No. For once, you're going to keep out of danger, Speed. I'll have plenty of assistance from Ahmed's police. You stay here where you're safe.
Gee, Clint, please don't go. That house gives me an awful feeling. No matter if you had an army with you. If you go in there, you may never come out again.
Speed, nothing will stop me until I find Marie Duchamp and her accomplices. Smiley's disappearance has started something, and I'm going to fight back. If I can just get my hands on my enemies.
Ahmed, can't you stop him?
Ronkel is right, Speed. We must do everything in our power to locate these criminals. I shall go with you, Mr. Barlow.
I hope you would, Ahmed. But what about Speed?
Never fear. He shall be well guarded against harm.
Good. How soon can we leave?
Immediately, if you wish.
Please, Clint.
Now, listen, Speed. I'll be all right. Don't you worry. When you see me again, I'll have Marie Duchamp and the others. If they're in Casablanca, we'll find them. Come on, Ahmed.
postmaster.
Yes, Zabun.
Word has come from Casablanca. He who was known as Smiley Preston is no more. Operator 9, the girl, and those with her have destroyed him.
Good. One by one, we shall wipe out these secret police before they have a chance to look into the business of the Atlantean syndicate. Crippled though I am now, I can yet destroy Barlow and Speed Gibson.
Barlow is now on his way to 167 Luzon Street.
What?
Yes, he is determined to avenge the death of Preston, to find Marie Duchamp and the others.
Are the Moroccan police still searching the house?
Yes.
What of Ahmed, the leader?
He comes with Barlow. The boy remains at the police station under guard, for safety's sake.
So they are separated, eh? Barlow is a fool when angered. Good. I shall destroy them, as I destroyed Preston. It is easier when they are not together.
One thing more. Barlow cabled his chief in New York and received an answer. Our operator cannot say what the message was. It was in code.
So? Get in touch with Casablanca on the shortwave radio once again.
Do you wish to speak with Operator 9 in person, Master?
Yes. For the time being, I wish the boy and Barlow to be taken alive. I must learn the police code. And I think I can best learn it from the boy.
Yes, Master.
I have a very clever yet a very simple plan, Zabul. One that will draw the Moroccan police away from 167 Luzon. And from their own station as well. Then... then I shall have my enemies exactly where I want them. And there will be no escape.
Copyright Golden Movie.